Blog Talk Radio.
That the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, you should never get tired of hearing that verse, because it starts a new day, a freshness, recognizing who God is. God is just trusting the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Is your path being directed by the Lord? And took the steps of a good man ordered by the Lord. So, today is a new day. I'm so happy to again be hosting our show, the Punch TV Studio. And we have a guest on the line, Pastor Stephanie Maxwell-Wolf, and she's been with us before because of a great demand to bring her back. So here we are again with this woman of God back on the Pastors for Punch TV studio. But I just want to tell you something, how much I appreciate all the pastors that have been on our radio talk show. I can't even begin to call their names out, who they are. It's on my Facebook page, East Pastor and Apostle Evangelist and Fivefold Ministry, of those have came out. And thank God for CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, whose idea it was to have the show for just talking to pastors about their ministry, letting people know it wasn't always easy. But there were some trying times to get people to, we'll say, follow you, get people to support your ministry. But God always has his hand in what he's given instructions to do. And we have to find out, how do I be obedient to the will of God? If you be obedient and willing, you should eat the good of the land. But my music, I just have to let everyone know, I have an introduction of music, and it's by the Perrys. They're a vocal quartet, sisters, Carolyn, Darlene, Sharon, and Lorraine Perry. They're my cousins. You might have heard many songs of them in the 80s and 90s, but this right here is a gospel one. They were backup speakers for Anita Baker, and that's one of their songs on their track. It is available. You can just pull up Perri. But I just wanted to just tell everyone how much I appreciate you supporting me and listening to the show. You might not have said much, but you put the word out there. You've been sharing it with social media, and I am appreciative. And again, you still have an opportunity to invest in Punch TV Studio IPO, initial public offering on the ground floor, a phenomenal place to come into a company. You not only will receive the benefits of a financial gain and wealth, but you are investing in a business that's working for you. That means you are investing and you're getting paid for passive money while you sleep. We are working to produce this company to a worldwide renowned multimedia broadcasting television station, producing movies and shows and documentaries. One of the reasons why we have our pastors come on here, because we're going to be doing documentaries on church history. And pastors, it's so serious for those that know you to know, where did you start from? Because it will help another pastor to stick on in there and trust God for what he said he's going to do. But people, I have a woman of God that's on fire for God's word, on fire to help people. She has a phenomenal background of the things that she's done and what she's doing now. And our special guest today is Pastor Stephanie Maxwell Rolls, a wonderful woman of God who has yielded her heart to God. And now she's back on again. We're going to just allow her to share some things with you and tell you what God is doing. But Pastor Stephanie Maxwell Rolls, as a pastor, preacher, teacher, singer, songwriter, talk show host, and producer. And Mrs. Maxwell Rovers has done it all. And she has, after graduating from Cleveland State University with a bachelor's degree in film, she's in the right place at the right time. That's why it's predestined for her to be on this show with us, because of her background. God has prepared her for what the things that are coming to pass in her life. This is promotional communication, cultural arts management. She completed a PDM, personally designed major. God began to shape, mold, and groom Mrs. Maxwell Rolls for the many divine and spiritual hats she will wear right now. It was later then, but now it's right now. But let's see, she was formerly in San Diego, but now she resides in Los Angeles. She had a Christian talk show that dealt with real life and real world issues from a biblical as well as spiritual perspective. She has been former guests on her shows, Bishop William E. Brooks, Pastor A. Garcia, and some of these people that you may not know, but this woman knows the art and the work of television and communication. She's experienced in television, film, music, event producer, as well as a prolific writer and entrepreneur. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you today our guest for this time on the Pastors for Punch TV studio, Pastor Stephanie Maxwell Rolls. Woman of God, how are you today?
Oh, wow, I tell you, I couldn't be better Joy Brown with such an illustrious introduction there.
Well, I had some help.
Well, my goodness, you read it with such thoughtfulness and provocativity there, if I will. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. I'm quite sure the Lord says your gift is worthy to be praised, because you have definitely yielded to Him your service. So that's what
praise
we do.
God.
That's what we do. We exhort one another. You bring them to the
Amen.
Forefront of where they're. If you have a platform that God is using you in, and I know that's what most people say, wow, she's really punchified. She's really into this Punch TV studio. Yes, I am, because I got a story behind that. Also, one day I'll be able to share that. But I'm in the right place at the right time. And so when God has opened up this door, it's people like Pastor Stephanie Maxwell that has been groomed to come in the door and prepare. So that's why we exhort your gift and God's gifting to you. But I'm going to just allow you just to talk about some things in the ministry and about what God is doing for you, and just allow the audience to just glean from the Holy Spirit's working in you.
Well, praise God. Praise God, Sister Joyce. I'm sure I'm thankful and appreciative for the opportunity. You know, when you're working for God and you're not necessarily a me person, I'm just a doer and completer of tasks, and I always say that. And I never look at it as an opportunity to, you know, get any type of, you know, praise or glory. All glory should go to God first and foremost. And I'm just a catcher of souls, at this hour, at this time in history. I thank you for reading that information. Sometimes we have to be reminded as well. You know, there's so much. But I'm just thankful for God. You know, one thing that he has allowed is for me to really feel people and to really just kind of get in a place of where they're coming from. And through the ministry in which he has given me, it's just a very broad media ministry. You know, as you mentioned before, I'm the creator and the host and producer of two talk shows around San Diego, Christian talk show, as well as mm-hmm. the newer leg of that, the Stephanie Maxwell Robles show. With that being said, or in addition to that, God has given me a full scope of that ministry, which encompasses television, mm-hmm. in particular television show writing, as well mm-hmm. as film. That includes mm-hmm. made-for-TV movies, as well as theatrical-length films.
Okay.
He's also blessed me with the songwriting capability. So with that being said, with all of the projects that he's given me, his stories, he's also given me the musical soundtracks or theme songs in tow. It's a very exciting job to work for God. And as I have learned over the years, and even more so, it's a honor and a privilege
mm-hmm.
to even know him. And
that is true.
Yes, given the fact that there are still so many people that need to be reached. I was watching a program this morning on CBN, the Christian Broadcast Network. And mm-hmm. They were interviewing various people, and one person in particular was just speaking on, you know, that just the heinous things that are happening in the world,
right.
still covered here in the United States. And, you know, to be a Christian today, you know, in other parts of the world, people are losing their lives.
That's true.
And to be able to have a ministry that really can depict, you know, preach the good news, the gospel,
mm-hmm.
to give people
right.
some hope, you know, to give them some faith, some substance to hold on to, you know, in a darker day, is just really a great thing. We have to use our platforms responsibly, you know. I've often said, you know, at the end of the day, God holds all of us accountable for the works. You know, it's
exactly.
not the works that get you into heaven. It's the free
mm-hmm.
gift of salvation, but definitely the works matter.
Why?
And even if I were not saved, you know, it would be important to me to leave a legacy to my children and my children's children.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness that I am saved. That is
yes, you are.
That says something more than I can shake it like it's hot, you know, and
no.
and I can represent
yeah.
all these things that once you really get to know Christ and who he is and what he
mm-hmm.
represents and how he feels about you, you realize just how, if we're not celebrating God and producing those things, that fruit that is from him, you realize how minuscule things just really can become. And
you know what it is? And Pastor, I'm going to say something. You made a statement
yes.
when you don't have, and because we've all been there before, you know, we all have
yes.
to go through the same
yes.
Information for getting the word, learning the word, and accepting Christ as our personal Savior. There's not
yes.
one person that does not have to go through the steps to receive Christ, no matter who you
Absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely.
But
That's
without
right.
him, you were saying how your life can be because it's empty. And you and everybody that doesn't have him, their life is empty, so they look you're looking for something to fill it with. And that's where the
yes.
appetite of eating something of no substance leave individual because they need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That's just what it is, you know.
Yes.
And they don't know it. We didn't know.
Yes.
Even though if you even grew up in church, you still didn't understand the essence of what the word was saying. I wrote on my Facebook today, just before the show started, because I was thinking about how on fire you were. And I said, there's never a dull moment. And how to create
yes.
that? He said, intensify your life with the word of God. And I'm not saying that
yes.
you don't go through times where you feel depleted or something happened, but the realness of what God's word does for you and how he brings you to life, it creates an unsearchable thirst for his righteousness that he fills you. He fills you.
Yes.
He fills those voids
yes.
that you have.
Yes. And this is the thing that I also learned a long time ago is that the calling never stops. And you're right. We may experience bumps in the road. We may experience a setback here or two, but the assignment
mm-hmm.
never stops. You know, we all have to pick ourselves up by our bootstraps. We may have to dust our knees off and dust our backsides off, but we got to be
mm-hmm.
like Paul. We got to get right back up and get in the fight because God has given us so much more. His word says that greater is he that's in you that's in
mm-hmm.
the world. And we have to hold on to that because he is, just by having his living word of the Bible and then also his Holy Spirit, which is that dunamis
yeah.
fire that gives us the
yeah.
ability to get up and conquer.
Okay.
And I'm so thankful because even when talking about the ministry, oftentimes
mm-hmm.
the desires that we have in our heart are the desires that the Lord has for us.
Oh, most definitely.
But they have to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes,
mm-hmm. and they have to be placed in the proper place. For example,
yes.
just kind of going back to the ministry. yes,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. When I was
now,
younger.
Now listen, there's a lady on the line because of your experience that you have. I wanted to bring her on. She's actually calling out of Dallas, and she is studying. She has a degree of AAS degree in radio and television production, and she graduates in May of next year. And since you have such a profound experience in that area, because that's really the reason I wanted to bring you on because of your experience. And right now, this is a television production station. Although we're talking to pastors, it has to do with broadcasting. It has to do with how do you help someone
yes.
get into this field. And you have such understanding of that. And I know that's your ministry.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is just take a quick commercial, and I want to come back. You can go back into your presentation about your ministry. But I do, within the next 10 minutes, bring this young lady on and welcome into the interview. And then if there's a question, I want you to address it with her because I'm quite sure this is a time that you can help her, lead her to where she's trying to go. Would that be okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is play, I'm going to go to a commercial right now because it's Punch TV Studio time, and I want people to know what we're doing and who we're all about.
Yes.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know
that it is by design that we aspire for greatness. Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because greater is He that is within you than he that is in the world.
Okay, awesome. So, Pastor Stephanie?
Yes.
Okay. So, you were saying about the ministry.
Yes, I was saying how oftentimes the desires that we have in our heart are the desires that God has for us, but at the end of the day, they have to be put in the proper place or the proper perspective, and that is ultimately utilizing our gifts and our skills and our talents to serve God. It lends itself to ultimate fulfillment, you know, not only in the word, in the world as well, and in all that Christ has given us to do. So be it career-wise, there's just edification on every level when you're doing what God has truly designed and called for you to do mentally, physically, spiritually. And yes, we have challenges sometimes as anyone else, but it's just so a much more fulfilling journey to be doing that work for the Lord. And I was saying, in terms of the ministry, when I was younger, and I think I had shared this on your show before, that I had an overwhelming desire as a young person to be a singer. In fact, a singer and a dancer. And it wasn't anything that I took the time out to pursue. I started developing other interests at that time, as I mentioned on the last session or interview, more political inclination, and that also lended itself to the ministry. But I would have never thought years later, and I knew that singing and desire to sing and liking to dance could have landed anywhere, be it in television or film or in a stage production, a play. I knew it could have gone various places, but those were some of the things that I enjoyed. And I never would have suspected years later, after God called me. And it's an interesting thing that happened, because once I graduated from high school and I went to college, I think I initially started out with the feeling that I was going to go, and I know this for a fact, into law. I had decided that I was going to go to law school to pursue the two things that interest me, which was entertainment law as well as civil rights law.
Oh, wow.
So in God's own way, He still brought those two things together. I had decided when I had gone to college that's what I was going to do. And the really the first main company that I started out with was Lanier Entertainment. And in Lanier Entertainment, the business plan that I wrote for that particular business was coming from the place where I had grown up in a very musical and entertainment and politically inclined family.
Right.
So bringing together all of those influences, I was always just touched at the heartstrings. My mom was from the South. She was from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, as well as my dad. So they were there during the time, and they had marched with King. So my family just never shied away from these conversations of things that was taking place in the community, in particular with us. Then my mom, she had a love for music. So we had exposure to all kinds of artists,
you know,
which also was a good combination. You know, we were little girls and we knew who Teddy Pendergrass was, and we knew who Johnny Taylor, the blues player, was. I mean, we knew who these people were.
In the mix.
She had us in the mix.
I'm going to have our guest, this one of the listeners. She's from Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth, Georgetta Anderson. and she has an interest in the field that you were going to. I was trying to read a comment of hers, but I'm going to let her introduce herself and then talk to you about where she's going, and you could probably really give some great help on how you can aid her. Okay, hold on a second.
Sure.
Okay. There you go. All right. Miss Anderson, are you on the line?
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, okay. We have you unmuted so you can talk to Pastor Stephanie Maxwell Rose.
Okay. Can you hear me fine on speaker, or do you want me to take it off speaker?
Well, I can hear,
I can
you,
hear
fine.
You. Yes,
okay.
I can hear her fine as well.
Great. Well, shalom, my sisters in Christ.
Shalom.
Shalom. It's so wonderful to hear you all's conversation, because it's just confirmation of what I'm feeling inside of me is just, you know, bubbling. And I thank God that I have this opportunity to meet such great women of honor and of legacy, and that it's going to be poured into me at this time. So it's an honor to speak to you all.
Yeah, thank you.
Amen.
So tell us, what are you studying right now?
At this time, I'm getting my associate's in radio, TV, and film production. And I will be completing it in May of 2018.
That's awesome.
So my desire is to have a Christian club. God told me years ago that he would give me a club about 19 years ago. So I've been pursuing that. And I've been in the ministry for the last 17 years faithfully under my Bishop Sherman C.G. Allen. And
yes, I know him. How is he?
He's wonderful. He's wonderful.
Good.
And so with the film industry, I'm interested in knowing the behind scenes. So when I do have my own Christian club, I'll know what to do and how it flows and things like that. But I am interested in going into the business far as working in TV and radio also.
Okay. Should I just chime right in here?
Yes. That's your cue.
Okay. Well, that sounds really terrific. That sounds really awesome. And I would encourage you to keep going on your studies. And if God spoke it to you, that means he's going to bring it to pass. And one thing that I would like to say is to never get discouraged, because when he provides you, he gives provision for the vision. All we have to do is walk it out. And learn as much as you can in your class. I think one thing that I learned early on with the film classes that I was taking is that it is definitely a group effort. And any opportunity you have to learn or get some hands-on training, take it. And I don't foresee you or get the feeling that you would be a type of a student. Take a grasp on it is what I learned early on. You know, God will give you the vision on what he wants you to do. And sometimes things don't happen overnight, as you know, with your club, even if it's a film or anything in particular that he's given you to do. You just keep working at it. Even if it's 10 minutes a day, that's something that someone shared with me a long time ago. If you're writing a film script, if you're working on a business plan, if you're writing the vision and making it plain, just as it says in Habakkuk 2:2, make sure you're spending time on it daily and you're writing it out. And just as you see a drop, you know, of water going into a glass or a bowl, over time it gets full. So all of that time you spend investing in that thing that God has given you to do, at the right place in the right time, it will go forward. So you just learn as much as you can. Be obedient to the Spirit. Go to the places, you know, where he tells you to go. And don't go to the places where he tells you not to go. But,
yes.
And don't be afraid.
Yes. you're just confirmation. In 2013, I had went to an apostolic meeting, and God had already told me what club to go to. And I was like kind of hesitant. So I went to one of the apostles, and they was like, well, if God has told you to go, go. So I went to the club, and I went to the club owner, and I was like, well, I gave him my vision and things like that. And he was like, well, if God told you to come, there's nothing I can do about it. Whatever you want to do, you could come. So I ministered there for 3 years, once a month, every Friday, yeah. And it was a blessing. And the owner said, if you didn't come for nobody else, you came for me. The owner retired and retired from the club. Yes.
That's great. So what did you do when you ministered?
I encouraged, I exhorted, I went with what I had.
Yes.
I took my CDs I had at home, and I wrote down me a plan and what I was going to do for that hour. I did from 6:45 to 7:45 before the club actually started jumping, so I took the Holy Spirit in there before.
Okay. Right. That's good.
And when the people were there, when they were there, I would just encourage them and ask them, is there anything I could pray with them about? And I played gospel music for like an hour and prayed with the guests at the club and invited them to. And that's about it. For like once a month, every like an hour of power of like prayer and praise and worship. And at first they were like,
it's like a happy hour, huh?
Yeah. And it was, at first they were like hesitant, but it was dark, it was dreary in the place, and after I left there, you should see the transformation on the place now. You can see that God had, you know, it's just totally different. And I seen the owner a couple of years ago, and he was at a hospital, and he was just so glad to see me. He was like, wow, thank you for everything, you know, but God, when God, I understand what you're saying about stepping out and just being obedient. Don't be afraid, because I had to walk on water. It was like walking on water, because, you know, I didn't know if they were going to throw tomatoes at me. I didn't know, but I did what I was called to do for 3 years.
Praise God.
Nice.
Praise God. And now
that's
it's
powerful.
Time for now it's time for the next level for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I
so
believe
let me ask
so.
Can I ask a question? So I am.
Yes.
Since you have this vision about a club, and I'm not trying to get you a business plan or how you're going to set it up or anything like that. So when you having your vision about your clubs, is it still circular music that's being played, or you got a mixture of something,
It's just strictly Christian club. It's a Christian club. My vision of it is simply like Soul Train, but it would be like three different floors. I want where, like, when I invite guests in, they would have the penthouse on the third floor where they wouldn't have to rent a hotel. They would have the penthouse for the guests. And the second floor would be like for events, like if you wanted to lease for like conferences or seminars. And the first floor would be the bottom floor for praise and worship, like Soul Train Live entertainment.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So Pastor Stephanie, with your experience, because this sounds really exciting, because it sounds like it's something that could go, what do you call it when you have more than one club and you, just like Starbucks.
Well, she has a multi-layered project going on there. And I definitely can relate to her, because I didn't share this, but truth be told, I kind of started out on that same path very early on. And for me, it was a club that I was looking for. And I just thought I would create something that would be like a better place for people to go. Now, eventually God wanted me to do some other things in ministry. So it kind of started out as the club, then it went into entertainment, then it went into mm-hmm. wanting to pursue entertainment law. So it just kind of
right.
snowballed. And
right.
yes, I think what you're doing is great. And it's so needed. You know, when we come out
it
of
is.
The world, we're not as necessarily, definitely, you're not going to go back to the same place that the Lord pulled you out of. However, we should have places where people can go and have a nice
mm-hmm.
conversation, listen to
mm-hmm.
some music. I saw a straight just prayer warrior worship place that you were
right.
describing that had 3 floors of services.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can
mm-hmm.
you imagine? Sometimes that's all people need is to get their healing, is to go praise
right.
and worship
yes.
beyond
yes,
the four walls.
That's what worship is. Worship destroys, you know, demons and spirits and stuff.
Yes,
and strongholds.
Absolutely.
And see, that's what I wanted to be, a light to the darkness. I didn't want it to be just
yes.
a club for Christians. I wanted the light to draw the world, and they would come in
yes.
and be saved when they said the joy of the Lord and the glory of the Lord there. Yeah, I've been sharing it for 19 years now, so when I talk about it and when I hear other people talking about Christian entertainment, I can just dive in, you know.
Yeah,
what God has
this.
Given you. Yes, what he has given you and that is just phenomenal. And I saw the glory, you know, as you were talking, and you have 3 floors of just power punched, you know, Holy Ghost filled offerings, and you still left room for battle, you know, spiritual battle, praise
yes.
and worship. You left
mm-hmm.
room where businesses could come and rent space and have their Christian event.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had a top floor where people could go. They wouldn't necessarily they could have to get on the road to go back home. They could go have some rest. And sometimes
yes.
you just really need that too, a good place just to
yes.
go get some rest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what I see,
because I wanted it to be a VIP. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
go
awesome.
Ahead.
But I'm thinking about some conversations that I had with some of the guests, and we were talking about how do we draw them literally in, because they're not coming in to church like we did. And so your vision that you have seemed like to me is one of the keys, because you're creating an atmosphere that they like, and that's what the world does. The world, I don't think it's necessary that they're just so in love with the world and what they're doing, but they're the atmosphere is inducive to bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
So you're
it's a cultural
create...
thing. It's a
yeah.
cultural atmosphere, what you're talking about. And my fiance that I'm engaged with now, he's a babe in Christ, and he's coming out of that party culture. That's all he knows is streets, party, his family, cars, dominoes, drugs.
Right.
You know, stripping, that's all he knows. So I think that
yeah.
God has put me with him because I've
mm-hmm.
been in church all my life. That's why I know I'm a good little church girl, you know.
Yeah.
So I think God has
Amen.
Merging us together so he can see the side of the world coming in, and I can see
mm-hmm.
the kingdom and bringing it in to be able to come together as a team and draw them and help
mm-hmm.
them, because what it is, a lot of them, you know, a lot of people in the church are not chameleons. They can't blend. You know, they don't want to get dirty. So God has equipped me to be able to be a chameleon, to be able
That's
to blend
wonderful.
And to pull
mm-hmm.
them out of the ditches and bring them
right.
into the feast, into the marriage place, you know, into the
right.
the festivity.
Okay.
And that's what we got to show them. We got to show them, you're welcome too. Come on in.
Right, that's good. Well, that's what you're talking about is soul winning, and the Bible says you have to be wise. So, Pastor Stephanie,
yeah.
give us some indications and some guidance in her pursuing what she's going to do, because you've been there before. So, what would you, if you were in a classroom structure, how would you instruct her and where to go?
Well, I would say that she's definitely on the right track, and just to keep going, There was a couple of thoughts I had as you guys were talking. And number one is that there is nothing new under the sun. That's what the word says. And as Christians, we definitely have to utilize the mechanisms that are leading today. You know, we know that the club is a great draw for people. It has been for a long time. And Joy, you had mentioned that millennials and young people are just not coming into the church. It's not, and as you said, and that is very true, it's not that they don't want to hear the word, because their ears and their hearts, everything is itching for something different, edifying and new. We have to meet them where they're at, which a lot of times translate into television, their smartphone, you know, the computer. We have to utilize those mechanisms that they are using. And then also what the young lady mentioned about being a chameleon, that's definitely a blessing from the Lord, because he has oftentimes when you're marked, you stand out like a sore thumb in those atmospheres. You really can't even blend in. But this is the thing, if God has called you to go there and that's the ministry he's given you, what a powerful weapon and a powerful tool. And, you know, as Christians, we know that when God gives us something, we ought to have the ability to go in and flip the script. And what you're doing right now can cancel out those rave parties, everything that people are going, they're going and doing drugs and losing their lives. And it's just a senseless amount of time lost. That's what happens when you're out there, you lose time. And we know that the word says our life is just but a vapor. So we always have to make the most of our time. And that's also another draw in how to pull people, because the world equates time with money. But we serve a God who is in infinity. So I would say you just keep going and doing what you do, and you make that thing happen. As the Lord directs you, you go and make it happen. The word says, as we were talking earlier, that obedience is better than sacrifice. When he says it's time to go get your lease, it's time to go get your lease. When he says it's time to go pull your license, it's time to go pull your license. And what in the world, something that can be just seem just so magnificently complicated and overwhelming, God can do in just a matter of moments. He really can.
Okay, now hold that moment. We're going to go to another commercial, ladies. And I want you to continue on this. And I'm going to put you on hold just for a second, okay?
Okay.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Investing in IPO carries a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, "Son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better." And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
It's an IPO. This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know our afflictions have value? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 lets us know our plight, afflictions, pressures, trials, and tribulations, which is but for a moment, a point in time, a season, a mark, significant, worketh, achieves, accomplishes for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Oh, praise the Lord. This is your host, Joy Brown, with the Pastors for Punch TV Studio, and we are thankful that you have tuned into our show on today. We have our guest Pastor Stephanie Maxwell Robles, and we have a guest on the line that is from Texas, Georgetta Anderson, and we're talking about the saints in media. Now, that's very live information because, you know, that for a long time, a believer being in Hollywood, I would say, or into being a celebrity or being an actor, TV station was so looked on as worldly, as and a lot of people, they strayed away from that field. But Pastor Stephanie is just being all in it, everything, and now she's on the line, and we're just talking about this young lady that is on her way to set a stage for those that are looking for greatness in God. And it's just been phenomenal talking to these ladies. So, Pastor Stephanie, we have just a few moments, again, maybe winding down to maybe 10 minutes. And I just want you, again, just to talk about the ministry, and then you've helped this young lady. Oh, Georgetta, did you get some valuable information today?
Yes, I've been taking notes. It's been wonderful.
Okay, excellent. Amen. Well, then, Pastor, it's back on you again.
Okay. I just wish you all the success. I know that you're going to be successful. It's just phenomenal. I'm just waiting to hear your name, you know, house of prayer or house of worship or whatever you're going to call yourself. And then, as you know, as I'm sure you know, because I already see your bill card, that half a sheet card floating around out there, your flyer, you know, to promote and advertise what you are doing. In this day and age, we cannot have any fear, you know. And as Joy was saying earlier, and the word says it as well, we're to be uplifters and supporters of one another, and you cannot be afraid with anything that you're going to do. Your gift will make room for you, and as you go forth, you just continue to be obedient and listen to God, because as you later were shown, you were there not only for that business owner, but so many other people. Who knows how many crowns that you got, you know, you received, who knows from however many souls were garnered or obtained during that time period. So I commend you for that. The work has already started, and all you have to do is continue to go forward in it and continue to go up in the levels where God is calling you to do. And can you imagine, you know, what God gives us to do? I mean, we really should be putting the enemy on his back. And you should be the go-to place to go for so many different needs that need to be met. And you don't be ashamed with that, and you run with that. Put your flyer out there, your notice and your information, and you go with that, and your doors, open your doors as God is directing you.
Thank you. That's Thank
wonderful.
You very much.
You know,
Thank
I
you.
Was thinking
Thank
about
you.
Something that when I was about, I guess, 25, it's 26. I was in a club. I used to love going to clubs. Matter of fact, Sister Anderson, and I was there alone by myself. And you know, the Lord has this sign over your head when you're called by Him. And
yes.
I wanted to dance so bad that night, and all the guys would just stop by, and they would They would say hello and hi, but nobody asked me to dance. And I kept saying, Lord, I was saying to myself, what's wrong? Why am I being asked to dance? Or why nobody's not, you know, giving me the attention that I would normally get? When I left that club that night, it really dawned on me. I must have had a neon sign on my head. This is mine. You know, and I'm saying this because when you go to different places that sometimes we are afraid to go, God has already put a hedge around you. You know, so you were there to minister for a reason. And when you came in, it appears maybe that no one wants to hear you. But he has already set them aside to get it. And that's what
That's why it was so confirming. It was so confirming when you all were talking about you were kids and you felt, I've always known as a child, I've always known that I was set apart, I was different, I had dreams, I had vision. I always seen God taking me higher and higher and putting me in high places. I've always felt that way. I've always felt that I was a light. So, and even if I would try to go somewhere, my friends would be like, you just look like, you know, you're just different, you know, but like you say, you are, you're marked, you belong to him, and he covers you. Even when you do wrong, he still covers us. He just pulls us. When you're his, it's his land, you know, you belong to him, you know, he's the Lord.
And of course, he says that we have a free will. But what is having a free will when you control everything?
you know what, Sister Joy? You know what, Sister Joy? I've never ascribed in that. I don't even know how that conversation really came up because that hasn't been my life. And I've never believed in the topic or the idea of free will. To me, it's just delayed obedience. I can't even that has been my walk with the Lord, so I can't even relate with what that topic means. It's delayed obedience.
It's wonderful. Wow. It really is. It's awesome when you do learn how to walk with the Lord and how to walk by His commandments, how to listen to His voice when He's talking to you, even when you miss it. How he brings it back to you and show you, okay, I was talking to you then. You said, man, oh, wow, I like the fact communication that he can literally show you different things or tell you where to go or who to talk to. And sometimes you are a little frightful, but then that faith walk, it pushes you into territories that you would never have been if you had not listened to his voice. So it's great. So, Pastor, just give us a word before we leave the show and just admonish those that are pursuing the visions that God has for them because you have such vast experience. And talk to us. And you have about 3 minutes.
Okay, well, praise God, Joy. I just want to say that I kind of feel led to, I don't know, maybe just lead us out in a prayer or something.
Good. That's what you go by what God is leading you to do. Please.
Father God, we just thank you for this moment in time and opportunity to come before you. We just thank you for the coming together of the minds here today, Father God. We thank you for the fellowship, and we thank you for the sisterhood. We also thank you for just the real talk that took place here today. You know, sometimes we tend to want to make things complicated or overarching, and things are so simple with you. And I just thank you for that. You know, we have times where we have to move and we have times where we're stretched by you. Sometimes it seems to capacity, like Paul said in his word, you know, we're stressed on both sides, but, you know, never really destroyed or annihilated. I just, those aren't the exact words, but I'm paraphrasing right now. I just thank you on today for today, Lord, and just showing us that you are continuing to move just at lightning speed on so many different levels. And as we continue to prepare to go forward for the rest of our day and the weekend, I ask that you just cover my sisters in Christ, Father God. I ask that you touch a heart and touch a mind today of someone who maybe have tuned in and listened to this show, Father God, to give them encouragement, Father God, to just keep running after your heart, Father God. I pray that you just meet a need on today, Father God, and we just thank you. Even those things I don't know what to ask for or pray for, I ask that you meet those needs as well. And in Jesus' name I pray this. Amen.
Pastor Stephanie, we do thank you for joining us on today's show. We are so delighted that you, yielded your vessel to the Lord. And to, I really thank you for just helping the guests on the line and those that have came into the spotlight of knowing that God does have a place for you and he is leading you. And it's just an awesome privilege to know that the experience that you have and how you're helping people. But before we go, you need to let the people know how they can get in touch with you.
I can be reached via Facebook. I can be reached at Stephanie Maxwell Robles. I have several pages on Facebook, and they're all connected. So they can also contact me on Stephanie or Pastor Stephanie Maxwell Robles Ministries. Any of the pages on Lanier Music, any of the pages that are associated with me, someone can send me a message. They can also contact your show. They can contact your show to get more information.
Mm-hmm.
If they would like to speak with me further. They can also send me an email address. They can message me, send me a personal message through Facebook. And should I give an email address or?
Oh, yes.
Okay, great. They can send me any emails to S Maxwell, that's S like Sam, Maxwell, just like the coffee, 2010@live.com.
Now, Lanier,
and
is
I will
L-E?
Respond.
Is that L-A-N-A-R-E? Is that Lanier Media Group?
That's correct. L-A-N-A-R-E, Lanier Media Group. Everything falls under the auspice of Lanier Entertainment. That is my mm-hmm. Christian production company. So the things in which I do in media are oftentimes associated under that, and Lanier Media Group Productions as well.
Great. Well, awesome. Well, there you are, ladies and gentlemen. You can go back on Facebook and listen to this interview again and again and again. You can send it to a friend, and you have the contact number to get in touch with our guest, Pastor Stephanie Maxwell. And we do thank you, Pastor, for being on. And on behalf of our CEO, Joseph Collins, the IPO is still available. October the 4th is the last day on the ground floor. So you still have an opportunity to buy you some shares and be a shareholder in Punch TV Studio. Our website, punchtvstudios.com. You can also dial 310-419-5914. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great day, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Joy.
You're quite welcome.